Distinctive Properties.
Hi, is this Robert?
Yep.
Hey, Robert, how's it going? It's Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Uh-huh.
Hey, bud, just checking back in with you. When we spoke last, I think it was back on the 28th, but you just said that you'd get back to me. So just checking in, see if there's any other questions I can answer for you.
I think there was some reason why I didn't go forward with it. I don't know. Tax return or something, I don't know.
We can use 2014 if you haven't filed for 2015.
Yeah, but it's at a loss, and I just don't want to go through it.
We don't look at that. Actually, we just look at the if it's a corporation, then we just look at the 1120S and the Schedule K-1. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the Schedule K, not the K-1. No, K-1, my bad. So 1120S and Schedule K-1, if it's a corporation, we just look at the gross. We don't look at profit or loss or anything like that on the working capital programs or equipment either, for that matter. But I understand your concern. No, we just look at the bigger number. That's all we've ever looked at here.
So what forms do you need out of the return?
Was it a corporation you filed in?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, just the 1120S and the Schedule K-1. Schedule K-1 will show your ownership percentage, mm-hmm. and the 1120S just shows the gross revenue, and about a quarter of the way down on the right-hand side, just gross sales, receipts. That's the number we look at. That's the only number we focus on.
All right. I've got 14. I don't have 15.
Okay. Most people haven't at this point, so not a big deal.
All right. Let me take a look.
Okay. Sounds good. You too.